Hi, and welcome back to the Finding the Zen Within Anger Management Podcast for Men. My name is Jack Register, and I am your host. Glad to be back with you after a bit of a sabbatical. Took a couple of weeks off to take care of some technology issues and just to kind of be a person who's actually a graduate student in school studying. So really appreciate everybody joining us again for this episode. Today, we're going to talk about betrayal and how betrayal actually shows up as a fundamental part of anger management issues. Betrayal can show up as actual betrayal, that something has happened that really sort of knocks you off your feet, as well as something that is perceived as well. Oftentimes in my work as a coach and as a therapist, I get folks who come in who have ideas about the world or about the people in their lives who have done something or said something that to them is a betrayal, and then they feel justified in their response. The key piece here is that the issues around what happens to us is one thing. We do not have control over what happens to us in the world. We do, however, have control over what actually how we respond to that. So we're going to spend some time today kind of really pulling this apart a little bit. And I want to actually share with you a couple of examples, because as I've shared with you in the past, I have struggled with anger management issues much of my adult life and have been around people in my family who also had those issues as well. So it just sort of became a normal way that we would respond to each other. As we've said in the past, this podcast is not meant to be therapy. If you're looking for professionals to help guide you through this process therapeutically, places like Psychology Today and Therapy Then and Open Path are places that you can actually look to find therapists who can actually help you with these things. If at all that you are feeling like you are struggling with whether or not you want to be here anymore and having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Hotline. It's a text message at 988. Issues around betrayal start with our definitions. Whether they are actual betrayals or perceived betrayals, it is about our definition. So when they are individual betrayals, these are built on our relationships. Many of us have unconscious expectations in our relationships. So if you are my brother, if you are my father, if you are my spouse, if you are my sister, my wife, whatever, I have expectations of behavior with you. So therefore, I automatically am going to go to a place of judging what's going on based upon my perceptions of what happens, which is why for many men, the issues around intimate betrayal of partner, girlfriend, whatever, those really cause us to lose capacity to pause for a moment and to actually be able to think about what's going on around us. Those perceptions can also be generational. If I come out of a family that say, you know, this group of people over here doesn't like us as a group and they don't like our family in particular, you can actually have the same sort of response of feeling betrayed by them because they are showing up in a way that is not okay. Betrayal is a very powerful emotion. It takes us directly into fight or flight mode. And for folks who don't understand that, our fight or flight response is something that's innate. It is part of what is the organic nature of being a human being. And we can actually literally believe that an interaction with somebody, our boss, our partner, our coworker, the person on the subway, the whomever it is that we are interacting with, we can believe that this particular interaction is life and death. And if we do not win, we will die. For a lot of men, that is both metaphorical and literal. So if I also perceive that my sense of self, the reputation I have in the community, how others might perceive me is going to drastically change as well, that can also bring on a fight or flight response. So that sort of betrayal can happen as well. We often see this in institutional betrayal. So let's say, for example, when a job loss suddenly happens or a layoff or somebody gets fired or somebody is caught embezzling or something like that, where their professional reputation suddenly takes a hit, there can actually be a sense of such overwhelming fear, anger, everything all mixed together, and people move into this fight or flight response in order to be able to understand what's going on. Betrayal is a very powerful experience for many of us. And in counseling terms, what we look for in folks when we're working with them is what's called distress tolerance. And distress tolerance is our capacity to be able to withstand things happening to us that are out of our control or things that are happening that are not okay. that we are then able to process and deal with in a way that we show up in the way that we want. All of us struggle with this. And this is a very, very difficult experience when it happens. I personally recently had my business went through a scam, and I thought I was going to be working with a vendor. The vendor turned out to be completely fake. The contract that we had was fake. And I'm now in legal proceedings to try and recover the funds that were exchanged as a part of this particular service contract. The thing that was so interesting for me in retrospect was my reaction. I was so angry at myself, at this falling for a scam, as it were. I'm a smart business person. I've been in business for a while. I'm an intelligent human being. I'm someone who specializes in working with other humans and kind of creating change and whatnot. And yet here I am in a situation where all of a sudden I now am in a rage place because of what this group did that directly affected me and my world. And I have to admit, part of what I kept thinking about was, how do I want to respond here? The interesting thing about betrayal anger and about the rage that goes with that is that for many of us, it leads us towards vengeance, and it leads us towards, I'm going to get them back, especially if it's an individual person, say a family member, a former partner, that kind of thing. And yet, what people will say, and this is my own experience as well as what I've experienced as a coach and therapist, people will tell you that when they do get vengeance, it actually doesn't make anything easier. In fact, in many cases, it makes things worse because now you have this huge mess to deal with and potentially harming a relationship permanently because of the way that you responded. And so the way that I tended to approach this situation was threefold. I started with getting myself regulated. Emotional regulation is one of the number one skills in anger management. And that means if I am in extreme anger and rage, I do not communicate. And so there were a couple of days after this incident happened that I sort of shut down and took off. I sort of just kind of separated myself from any of my duties that I might have, from any clients that I might be seeing that day, and I sort of removed myself from the equation so that I could simply be with myself and that my feelings would not come out inappropriately. And so I asked family members and whatnot to sort of step back from being around me. And that if I was really, really quiet, this was why. So that was the first thing. The second thing was I got physical. I went and got on the treadmill. I did some push-ups. I did things so that my body would move and discharge this energy that I was holding inside of me. And this is a really, really important point about emotional regulation. Emotions are energy. Oftentimes, folks want to downplay, push aside, or even not acknowledge or even get rid of emotions that they don't want to deal with. The problem is when we do that, we actually create more problems than not. And we can even exacerbate the situation because when we don't express our emotions, they're going to come out in other ways. We're going to have aches and pains in the body. We're going to have stomach issues. We're going to have muscle tension in our neck and shoulders and back. And it can even affect our digestive processes. Our blood pressure goes up, respiration goes up, all of those things, which means you don't rest, which then means you actually kind of perpetuate the cycle for quite some time. So the important thing when in a major rage space for whatever reason, but particularly in a betrayal moment, is to be really clear about what is it you're actually experiencing and separating yourself when necessary is part one. Part two is getting physical. And then part three is being clear about the meaning. So this is something that's really important. Human beings are a little bit different than every other creature on this planet because we can make meaning of our experiences, which means if I go through something and it happens to me, I'm actually interpreting what has happened, and my memory and my understanding of that particular event is going to be built on the idea of how I show up and how I define my own experience. Why is that important? Well, we define our experience by where we are in that moment, in the here and now, which means if I'm in a state of rage, if I'm in a state of feeling betrayed, that is going to be my definition. 10 years from now, when I look back on the experience, if I don't deal with the feelings, those feelings will reignite in my memory, and I will be just as angry in the future as I am now because everything that I was dealing with is unresolved. That's a really important issue to bring up in terms of how do we deal with these overwhelming feelings whenever they do show up. And so when we talk about meaning making, what that means is to say what it is you're feeling. And there is a technique called broken record. When you don't know what else to do, repeat over and over and over again the same emotion. So one of the things that I did when this experience happened was while I was on the treadmill to get myself to move and to get myself to discharge this feeling, I kept saying, I am angry. I just repeated probably 500 times, I am angry, I am angry, I am angry. And in doing so, it fueled the work of me being on the treadmill so that I could discharge that. And by the time I got to the end of the 20 minutes or so that I was on the treadmill, I wasn't quite so angry. I was still really, really upset, but I was not in the same state of rage. And my thoughts had slowed down enough, and I was able to actually get in front of my head to the place of me where I could make a decision about how I wanted to respond. The other piece of this that's really important that affects directly to this three sort of prong approach of how to deal with anger is the idea that betrayal builds upon betrayal. If I am someone who has struggled with people or institutions not showing up for me in the past, when I experience another betrayal, no matter how small, all of that unresolved old feelings will resurface. There are folks in the world, I'm sure that everybody who's listening has met, who are folks who are consistently in a negative space. And consistently, things happen in their world where they feel like everybody in the world is against them. Those folks are built upon this idea of repetitive, traumatic sort of betrayal issues to the point where they will build upon them in such an extreme way that they don't have the ability to, as my grandmother would say, see the forest for the trees. And what this means is that we get so stuck in the feeling that we cannot make meaning of the feeling or do anything with the feeling because we're stuck in the feeling. And so the healing work first comes in acknowledging what the feeling is so that we come out of the repetitiveness of that feeling sort of looping. The second thing is it happened. We can't do anything about it. So we have to break through the resistance of, but why? But why? But why? Many folks I work with in my career, whenever they've gone through a betrayal, particularly an intimate betrayal of a partner, spouse, that kind of thing, will say, well, I just need to understand why. And oftentimes, what they're really saying is, I need to know what I did wrong that allowed this to happen. And my friends, here's the hard, hard truth. Most of the time, when a betrayal happens, it's not about us, it's about whatever's going on with other folk. And whatever's going on with other folks has had them in such a space that they acted out in such a way that directly affected us. And so part of the concern is when we are stuck in this idea that there had to be something I did to allow this to happen, and there isn't, then there's some energy of your anger that gets kind of pulled away from you. And as we said a minute ago, because this directly connects back to any other betrayals you may have had, it may bring up this sort of sense of feeling alone and isolated because now you're more confused than ever about why the world is operating the way that it is. So, betrayal anger leads to all kinds of behaviors that are unconscious. So, the first thing we have to do is to really get real with ourselves about how we want to show up. My solution in many of these cases is to get really quiet and then to remove the source of this. So instead of me communicating with this vendor directly and being like, hey, why did this happen? This is not okay. Our contract was false here. Why did you do this to me? I had my attorney do it. I sort of turned everything over, and in recovery language, from those of us who are part of the recovery community of whatever kind of recovery you're in, this is really about where we lean into a higher power or a place that can empower us to think and act differently. I simply contacted my business attorney and said, hey, this happened. I don't know what to do. And they said, send us all the documentation and we will send them a letter. So in doing that, I was able to remove myself from a situation where I didn't have to figure out what's the next right step, because that's not my specialty. That's not my vocabulary. And in doing so, I was able to bring to myself a sense of peace. Now, it'll take some time for all of this to resolve itself. And what I'm doing now is reflecting. I'm reflecting on what were the lessons learned and how can I move forward in a way where I am not so perhaps subject to being as vulnerable as maybe I've been in the past in trusting. So that whole notion of trust but verify, and really being mindful about having other eyes on contracts for my small business since I'm a solopreneur, so I can make sure that I don't make a decision hastily in the future where I don't see the warning signs. And that's become a place of grace and growth for myself. And knowing that my business is going to be fine, my work is still going to continue, and I can show up in a way that I'm actually proud of Jack for how he handled that. So that is the conversation I have for you all today, my friends. Again, if you're interested in our work, please check out my website, jack-register.com. We offer coaching and counseling services around anger management issues, both individually and in group, and more than happy to talk to you more about this. Again, our podcast is not therapy. It is not meant to be therapy. Please reach out to places like Therapy Den, Psychology Today, and Open Path if you're looking for a provider. And if you're having thoughts of harming yourself or others, please reach out to the National Suicide Hotline. It's a text message at 988. Be well, friends, and we will see you with another episode next week.